This is Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio with Bobby Norris.
Good evening, guys. It is Access All Areas and we are live on FUBAR Radio. I'm Bobby Norris.
And I'm Ellen Collin.
How are you, Ellen?
I'm great. How are you?
Really good, thank you. Really good. We'll catch up shortly. But you guys at home, you know we're always here to bring you the hot piping tea. And today is no different. We're jam-packed. So I'm going to be chatting to Below Deck icon Ben Willoughby. We're going to be getting all the tea from the Seven Seas. I'm a poet and I know it. And I did a little pre-record with the new cast of Mean Girls at the West End. So we've got a little bit of musical in there, bit of Mean
Lovely.
Girls,
little
bit of reality TV. We're bringing it all as we do.
Yeah.
So you had a good week, El?
I had a great week. How about you?
Yeah, good. Thank you, babe. Yeah. How's the weather treating you?
Do you know what? It's great, but today has been that overcast, muggy, threatening to rain. I still don't trust this UK weather. If it just gives us like one solid week of like nice sun, I think I'll feel comfortable enough to bring the shorts back out. But Right now, it's not really giving, is it?
It's giving me trust issues.
Yes.
But enough about the weather, guys, because I'm not Michael Fish. You know, we always start with the showbiz goss. And this week, we're joined again by the lovely Emily. She's going to be giving us a little roundup of what's been going down in showbiz town this week. I'm Adele. I'm writing songs here.
Spitting beats.
Hosting the radio show. Right, it's just...
multi-talented.
Find yourself a boy that can do everything. That's what
exactly.
I say. Emily.
What a little rap intro.
Babes, what has caught your eye? What's going down in showbiz town?
I must confess, Bobby, you've caught my eye in
Ooh.
The media.
La la la.
You seem to be everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, boy's been getting about last week or two. So those who might not know that listen, if you follow me on social and you follow our official Access All Area Instagram account. If you're not, what you're doing with your life, go give it a little follow. Get on Insta at Access All Areas Show. Give that a follow. But if you follow me on Instagram, TikTok, all the platforms, you will see that I recently, because I had a week off and Ellen jumped in the driving seat.
Oh, yes.
And I went to Turkey and I had a little bit of surgery done. So, I'm gonna go over it a little bit. So, basically... I had a blepharoplasty.
What is that?
It's hard to say with a mad blipping
ears. Yeah. blepharoplasty.
A blepharoplasty.
Not the blepharoplasty.
If you're a doctor, get in touch. I apologise if I'm absolutely slaughtering.
I like the way you said, Bobby. Yeah. I think that's how it should
Thanks,
be said.
Thanks, Emily. This is why I love you.
Sales of blepharoplasty is going through the roof right now.
So basically, a blepharoplasty is... you have a little bit of your eyelids trimmed. You can have a lower, a higher, or both. I just had the higher. So my eyelid, I just had a tiny little trim up.
Mm.
I then had my buccal fat pads removed. Like your buccal fat is like fat pads that you have in your cheeks.
Oh, yeah.
So they go in and they just kind of remove them.
Mm.
A little bit of lipo under the chin.
Wow, okay.
And a little bit of lipo around the torso. Oh. I had a 360 lipo and... the reason for this, again, those guys that have been fans and listeners of Access All Areas for years, I've hosted this show 4.5 years. Mm. And in that journey, we started in the old lockdowns, which ironically, I chose a global pandemic to try and get fit. Who does that? It started off I was like, do you know what? When Boris said you've got to stay at home for three weeks, gave me anxiety.
Mm. I know. At least you didn't gain 2 stone like me. I was drinking seven bottles of wine a night.
See, I went the other way. I didn't booze. I thought I'm going to give up smoking. Because everyone on social media was making banana bread.
Yeah.
In it.
Oh, weren't we all?
Or they was learning Latin. And I ain't going to learn Latin. I spent 5 years at secondary school and all I can say is bonjour, Bobby.
Yeah, and that's not even Latin.
No.
Hello to myself.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah, bonjour. that's true. See, that's how shit I am. All I can say is hello, Bobby. and Gemma Pell, Bobby. Anyway, 5 years wasted on French. Anyway, it's fine, I'm over it. Like, I built that bridge. And, you wipe your mouth and you move on. And 3 weeks when Boris said, little did we know what was going to happen with the world. And 3 weeks become months, years. So I thought if I give up the smoking, which, and I've never picked up another fag since the day of lockdown.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, thank you, babes.
That's actually really impressive.
I was a big smoker, and I started before I should have. Don't start, kids. Dirty habit and expensive now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I heard that kids are taking up smoking to come off vaping now.
Oh, gosh, are they?
I swear.
I don't know what's going on with the world at the minute.
Who fucking does, honestly?
It's just crazy town. And, long story short, the world in his trail was trying to get gym equipment. It was all marked up ridiculous because people couldn't get to the gym. So I started training. Anyway, found a love of fitness and trained four times a week. And then I was involved in a pretty nasty accident just before Christmas, as you guys know. But because of the situation, I can't go into details at the minute. Which left me unable to, couldn't record Bobby on the street because my whole leg was in splint. I was still able to get in and out of the studio, thankfully, to record the show. Mm-hmm. The team, it was amazing. It was like, take as much time as you want off. But I was like, no, I live and breathe access.
Yeah.
I need my microphone, even with a mashed up leg. But nature, not being able to drive, not being able to walk, not being able to train, my body changed, the knock-on effect, like my mental health, I could feel deteriorating. Because for me, gym isn't just about how I look. It's so good for my head.
100%. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Yeah.
Isn't it? I totally agree.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
And gym isn't for everyone. But I think, I'm not medically trained. I'm not a preacher. So take this with a picture. But I would just say, for anyone that does kind of suffer with anxiety and stuff, find something that helps you. I find it a little bit with cooking as well. I think if I can zone out, we live in such busy lives now.
So true.
We're always on a device. So some people love reading. I used to love Roald Dahl back in the day, but I'm not very good at... Yeah, I'm not good at, like, Moby Dick and all that, ironically. But I'm going to try it. It's my New Year's resolution. I mean, I know it's August, but I'm going to try and, I'm going to try and read a book. But anyway, long story, went completely around the asses, but, went and had... took a week out of the studio, and here I am, guys. So I wanted to be up front and mention it.
So he's all over the tabloids with all his surgery and bits and bobs. But it's because you've been so open on social media that the tabloids are jumping on it. So it's good because at least you're saying it from your perspective as opposed to, you know, hearsay of what you've had done.
I think that's so important for me. I've always been, like, the last 13, 14 years since I've been in the industry, I've always been very honest about what I've had done. Because I think for me personally... Everyone's different, no tea, no shade to anyone. But for me, if you've got a following, especially if you're having something done that's unrealistically unattainable by natural without surgery, I think it's important to be up front.
Yeah.
And also, there's Google images of me 14 years ago with a different nose, different teeth, no beard. So it's kind of important, really, I think, to be really honest about it. But I wanted to address it because... there was this whole speculation, and it spread like crazy, that I was going through gender reassignment surgery. And then there was reports from people that they said they'd seen me outside a well-known transitioning clinic in Harley Street. And again, trolls, it's no steam off my pitch. You know what I mean? I've got a thick old skin, 54 layers of fake tan. I love a fake.
That'll do it.
It bounces off that fake bake. But I wanted to address it again because people get their news, a lot of people, from social media.
Yeah.
And just to say to anyone, if I was transitioning, I would be honest. But I couldn't get my head around it. I've got a beard. It's because my head's strapped up at the minute in, like, compression garments because of my chin lipo, my beard's a little bit longer than usual.
Yeah.
But if I was transitioning, I would cut my beard off before I cut everything else off.
Yeah,
without
exactly.
going into details, but it wouldn't make sense to cut the old boy off and not the beard.
If you're going to transition. Yeah.
So, just wanted to address it. I'm very much a man. I love being a man.
Yeah.
And I love men.
And what a man.
What a man. Anyway, enough about me and my crazy life. What else, Miss Emily?
So Strictly Come Dancing lineup.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Whoa, you guys Strictly fans?
Good.
Love it.
Love it. And do you know what? Strictly is always in the tabloids as well, like you, Bobby.
For several reasons.
But at least this time it's good news, right?
So we've got Towie's Peat Wicks.
Yep.
Yes.
Which is going to be...
interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the right word, Ellen.
Yeah.
I think interesting.
He doesn't look light on his feet.
He doesn't. He looks a bit stompy.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see a few stomps.
I'm always intrigued as to who they're going to get paired with.
Yeah.
because he's quite petite. I don't know. Can you call him?
Like, I think Pete's going to be... Pete's got a very... Like, if he puts his mind to something, and he might not be a natural born dancer. I don't know. I mean, any time we danced, we would have probably had a gin or two.
But was it ballroom, Bobby?
Yeah, me and Pete ain't gone out doing ballroom in the Sugar Hut together. But I've got a lot of time for Pete. And I think if he puts his mind to it, I think he could potentially do very well. He'll certainly give it his all.
Yeah. I also think that he'll be a great... He's not. I don't feel like we've had anyone with his personality on there before.
Yeah.
Like, he's got like a dry sense of humour. Obviously, this is only from watching Tower and listening to his podcast with Sam Thompson and stuff. But he just seems like...
Quite funny.
Yeah. But like in like a dark humour kind of way, which I think will be quite refreshing. Yeah.
Let's see him with his hair down in a load of... Latex, not latex. What is it? Spandex. That's a different show. And a load of spandex, dripping in diamonds.
Yeah, I'd say he'd love the outfits, will he?
Yeah, the lowest cut top available.
Yeah, he'll lean into the outfits for sure.
Yeah, see, he's on it, which will be great. Tasha Guri, who's on.
Was she Love Island?
Love Island.
Yeah,
she's on it. She's actually also a dancer.
Yes.
Oh, but that's going to help.
Yeah.
Well, I think that it's tricky because people have already started going on social media. She's a dancer. It's not fair. Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, she's not done the foxtrot.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Also, like, she doesn't dance anymore professionally. Like, she used to dance before, right?
Yeah.
I think one of her skills in Love Island was a dance routine, wasn't it? So we saw a bit of her dancing and it's good, but it's kind of more hip hop. So like,
yeah, exactly. It's very street dance. And obviously, they kind of have that a little bit, but it's not the same as like fucking
salsa.
No,
tango, no.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So I kind of feel like, I think that she'll be good and I hope that people kind of give her like respect, because also she's deaf as well, so that'll be really interesting.
Yeah,
exactly. But that's obviously never hindered anyone before, because obviously Raze was on it and she won, didn't she?
And she won,
with Giovanni. So
I love that Strictly the last few years. Hats off to Strictly. Mm. I love the diversity on that show. We've had two men finally allowed to dance together, which is amazing. We're seeing contestants with all forms. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I love that. And this year's no different, is it?
Because definitely.
Yeah.
And also, I think it's good because you even see a lot of young girls and like kids and stuff watching the show and being like, oh, she's doesn't have like an arm, or she's deaf and she can so still do it. So I think that is really good. Love 100%. Strictly for that.
Absolutely.
Well done, Strictly.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, sorry, just quickly, do you think now that's been announced, the lineup, and people are very much thinking about this year's series, is that going to kind of bury the kind of the cloud that's been following Strictly? Because it got to one point that every day there was something coming out. Do you think it's fine? Because I've not read anything for a couple of days.
I haven't. I think it depends whether those involved will continue to be vocal about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like they're going to try to bury it, but I've a feeling more is going to come out. Now, I don't have any inside like information, but I do feel like if they're going back through the tapes, they might find more concerning behaviour.
Yeah.
And the BBC seems to be very honest and open about it all. So I reckon, you know, if anything else is found, they'll come out with it.
Yeah, because I'm wondering how much footage there is to go through.
I know. They've gone back
days,
years now.
Surely, like literally days.
Yeah. Day, week. It's going to take weeks or months. If you think of every series, potentially, if celebs film for 10 hours a day, say five, my mouth is, I'm no Carol fucking Vorderman, but say each celeb's dancing for 50 hours a week.
Yeah.
However many celebs you get per series, over that many years, you would need 2.5 years to go through it. Plus you're prepping for a brand new series.
Yeah, but
crazy.
Unless
they're
one.
Just going to go back a bit and then just be like, oh, the statute of limitations is done now. It's 6 years ago. Like, there's not much we can do about that.
Yeah, also, because I wonder if they still have the footage from all those years ago. Because how Strictly's been on for, what is it, 20 years?
20 years this year.
So they've still
it's probably archived somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, 20 years ago, would they even be able to film it? Like, what would it be filmed on?
It was 2000.
We had cameras.
A VHS tape. Do they have a VHS player?
They're
going to
play the
tape.
But it would be interesting because this is the 20th anniversary. I know there's been a lot of rumours and speculation about. There was even rumours that they was going to try and do a dance at Buck House, because apparently King Charles and Queen Camilla are fans of the show. Apparently,
get that.
So
I
think
they.
I'd love to go and do a slut drop at Buck House.
Oh my
gosh.
I would love to come and see you do that.
That would be amazing.
Please invite me if you get that chance.
That would be amazing.
So I think because of that, they're going to try and really, it's going to be a roundup of the 20 years and a celebration. Hopefully that's going to help people not forget, because if something bad took place, it needs to be addressed.
Yeah.
But be a shame to tarnish it for these celebs and also the professionals, because a lot goes into it. So, yeah, intriguing to see how it goes. But I think, as we say, it's going to be a story that keeps on giving. So let's watch this space. I think time for one more, Emily. What else has caught your eye?
I mean, I'd quite like to discuss the whole Charlie XCX Billie Eilish.
Yes.
Speak on it, babe. Speak.
Are you guys having a brat summer?
We're having a brat summer. Do you know what it is, Bobby? Because I'm so Gen Z.
Is this what I'm seeing on TikTok? Everyone's doing that brat.
Yeah, I've not seen the brat dance.
Yeah. What's this about? Where's this all come from? Because I was a bit like, because obviously post surgery, I wasn't sure if it was just all the medication.
I was like,
people are transforming into brats.
I'm losing
shit,
my mind.
Are these pills that strong?
When I first heard it, I thought we were talking about Bratz the Dolls. And I was like, come here, is Brat coming back? I know Barbie came back, but is Brat Dolls coming back? But no.
She's after
Charlie's album. Charlie's album, yeah. So she's released an album called Brat, and now she's kind of embodied like this brat summer thing, which is kind of like messy, fun party girl, like having a good time and kind of not giving a shit about everyone else.
It's basically like the noughties vibe. So like, you know, Paris Hilton and Britney would be falling out pissed from clubs.
Yeah,
it's like, embrace that, girls, the clean aesthetic is gone.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah, and it's also like, just have fun. Yeah. And just like kind of not give a shit what everyone else
is. Is it like a throwback, get off your tits on WKD Blue, drink responsible, kids?
Yeah, we're vomiting in the streets again, Hans.
Yeah, we're bringing it back.
We love it.
Can't wait for it.
Love it.
Yeah.
So that's this summer, is it? I missed it. I didn't get the memo.
Yeah. It's still going on, babe.
It's still going on.
Okay.
Maybe we'll bring it into autumn a bit.
Yeah, Brat Autumn.
We didn't have like too much of a summer, so Brat Autumn, yeah.
Imagine.
Yeah, so for Halloween, we get ready. We're all going to be dressed as Carly XCX.
What are you going to do this Halloween? I'm going to put my prediction out there because I'm normally quite good at calling this.
Yeah.
Last couple of years, I always thought, no one ever asked me, but I do always sit on Access and I spill my tea or what I think. I'm calling, and we'll talk about this on Halloween. I wonder if Halloween falls on a Wednesday, hopefully. Saying that, it did one year, and I shit myself because there was a load of clowns running around, and you guys know I'm not about that life.
Yeah.
I think we are going to be getting a load of Marthas from Bambi Reindeer.
You're right.
That's a fabulous shout.
That is good.
That is going to be.
That's everyone, isn't it?
Yeah. It's going to be Martha City.
There'll be a reindeer, like a couple will go as a reindeer and then a Martha.
One will be Martha, one will have the baby reindeer
a
toy.
Baby reindeer, that's it. That's
exactly
it.
Watch this space. I've called it.
Yeah.
I should quickly get onto a production and start making Martha outfits.
Do it.
You should.
Do it.
Yeah. All allegedly, because we still don't really know, even though we kind of do. That is who it's meant to be, but she seems to think it's her.
Yeah, well.
We're not going down that road of legalities, thank you. Don't come for me and my coins.
Exactly.
But yeah, what were you going to be this Halloween? I'm asking you in August.
No, I love Halloween. It's my favourite. So I have no idea. I did Jessica Rabbit last year.
Cool. Oh my God, I could see you as Jessica Rabbit.
So that was really
fun. Oh, yeah.
I did that. So I don't know. I proper go all out though. Like I wore like a wig and everything.
Really?
So I'm excited.
There you go. If you're doing it, go balls deep.
Yeah.
That's what
you
always say.
100%. Sure.
What about you, Elle?
I have no idea. Do you know what? I've stopped dressing up for Halloween years ago. It used to be so much fun, but my friends are all lame now. They have children and like
boring bitches.
I know, it's so boring. Like, so yeah, I'd probably just sit at home with a glass of wine.
Happy days.
Literally,
love it.
In my PJs. So I'll go with Sloppy Ellen. Brat Summer Ellen.
Yeah, love that. Thank you so much, Emily, babe. Always
Thank
a pleasure to have you in the studio, bringing us all the goss. Look forward to seeing you soon. Guys at home, we're going to take a little break. We will be back in two.
FUBAR Radio. Politics Uncensored.
I felt like it was a little bit, they wanted to go viral. They wanted the clip to end up on socials and be able to go viral, and there was nothing substantive on it. So to be honest, it kind of pissed me off because I thought it was a throwaway comment made for social media as opposed to actually giving voters information they need when they enter the voting booth.
Totally agree. And I also found the whole, I think you said something about Keir Starmer's strings being pulled by senior members of the Labour Party. I found that slightly conspiratorial.
Access all areas with Bobby Norris.
Girls got to choose which guy to bring, or
was
it?
Yeah.
And they went away from all of the other islanders, and that's where Joey and Grace were hooking up mad. And I've seen the headlines the next day. Apparently, producers had to really cut out loads of their saucy antics.
You reckon the train was going in the tunnel?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There was no train strike that night.
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
What's kind of that one golden thing that you like to share with people who are trying to start a business?
That's a really easy one, because I have a mantra which, you know, I say to young people all the time, and they really get it when I say it. And it goes like, don't undermine who you are by comparing yourself with someone else. It's because we are all different. Why each of us is special.
What the Hell with Gabby Allen.
Three words to describe yourself.
Weird, funny, and quirky. I'm a strange guy.
Oh, I love that. That's good. Not many men would say that. Normally they're like, yeah, strong.
No, do you know what? That's what people think I'm going to be. Like, they see, like, the gym and the muscles and the tattoos, and they think I'm going to be, like, this, like, serious, like, fuck boy, like, lad. You know what I mean? And then they meet me, and I'm like a Jim Carrey. I'm like a muscly Jim Carrey.
Access All Areas with Bobby Norris.
What's going on in the DMs? Are you getting naughty pictures from fans? Girls, are you getting the odd little pic? I bet they're popping the DMs.
Yeah, the DMs are doing all right. I've got a lot of cousins, big family, so they're all touching base.
Yeah.
There's a few girls in there as well. I've had some fruity videos come through.
Oh, so, tell us a little bit more.
You go there?
Yeah, we're going there. Access like, All Areas, mate.
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
Have you had any failures with your money?
Spent money on a designer handbag, and literally that designer got cancelled maybe like a week or two after, so it's in my house and I've never worn it out.
That's really sad, but that could be like a unique masterpiece, right? That is one of a kind. They don't make it anymore, so you can.
Oh no, they still make it, but I just don't. Maybe the time of cancellation is probably past now, but at that time, I remember what I just bought it. I said to my sister, I was like, can I wear this out? She's like, Ola, how are you? No.
Grab your backstage passes and prepare to access all areas.
Welcome back, guys. It is Access All Areas and we are live on FUBAR Radio. So, here's a little pre-record I was talking about. I was lucky enough to catch up with a couple of the girls from the Mean Girls musical. I want to go and see this.
Same.
We should go one night.
Oh, definitely.
We've got to do it. So, we had Georgina Castle as Regina George and Charlie playing Katie. So,
Brilliant. Here's
our little chat, and I tried to get a little bit of backstage tea and see just how mean these girls really are.
Ooh, burn book.
Hi.
Hello, girls. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Really good, thank you. Really good. Thank you for joining me this evening. So, girls, congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
How are you both finding it? Because the show, you're now 2 weeks into the run.
Oh, how many weeks are we into the run? I feel like it's more than that.
A little bit further. I feel like we've done 6 weeks, including previews.
Oh, including your previews. How's it all going? Is it second nature now?
Yeah, we're sort of...
That's flown by so quickly.
I know. I think we're feeling more and more comfortable with it every day. Obviously, previews is so exciting, but there were so many changes happening and, like, lyric changes and line changes. So now we've got the show frozen. It's just so super exciting to sort of get into a rhythm with it.
Charlie, was you a fan of the original film first time round?
Yeah, like I don't remember a time where I didn't love the movie and like could quote it. And like listening to Acho Mitchell say all his iconic Mr. Duvall lines every night, it's just nostalgia, you know?
Yeah.
I just love the show so much. So when I found out it was coming to London, I was like, oh my God, me and my girls, we're going to have to get tickets, we're going to have to come and wear pink and stuff. And now that I'm in it, it's just surreal. Like, it's really surreal.
And how did it come about getting the audition and landing the role? Talk us through it, because obviously you was a fan of the film.
Mm-hmm.
So, Charlie, does agent call and say you've got an audition? Because I'm guessing that's kind of dream audition to get as a huge fan of the film. But also, because there's so much love and nostalgia to it, does that put more pressure on it than, say, it's a role that it is a relatively new script that you've just read for the first time?
Yeah, I think that when I got the audition through, I was like, oh my gosh, this is a lead. Are we sure this is right? And then I read the script for the first time and I just completely fell in love with Katie. And I was like, okay, this is scary because this is definitely a role that is now quickly becoming like the dream role. And I think there was so much pressure because of how much I loved her. I was like, okay, I want to do this justice, not only for me, but for everyone else. And yeah, just feel very, very honored that everyone's kind of trusted us both with this huge opportunity and these like iconic characters.
If I had a magic wand, Charlie, and I was like, right, so the audition first comes in and then we want you for the show, pick your character, who would you pick out of the whole cast? Going back to the film, would you have a dream role? Would it have been KD, or would you have gone for a different character?
I am a KD.
Perfect.
I just am. Like, I think I didn't really have to do much in the auditions because I was just walking in and like I was just like, hi, like, yeah, let's go. And like the outfits I was picking, I was like, this actually isn't dissimilar from what she would wear. So,
goals.
Yeah, it's always been KD.
Georgina, was you a fan of the film?
Oh my God, a huge fan of the film. I mean, it's iconic, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just cult classic. So yeah, I was hugely excited when I heard that it was coming as well, because there'd been rumours that it was coming for years.
Yeah. And then nothing materialised for a little while. It all kind of went quiet. We was all thinking, is it coming? We hope it is. And then we didn't hear anything.
It's hard because you have to sort of, especially when there's something that you're desperate to do and it sort of doesn't happen, you have to try and put it out of your head, which is
hard to do. Georgina, how did you feel, babe? Again, like I was saying, when the call comes from your agent and says, we've got an audition, talk me through that phone call. What's going on in your head and your heart?
Oh, it's a lot. You know, it's actually a really good question, because when those phone calls or the emails come through, you have to really try and like keep your emotions in check and not go, oh my God, this is so exciting, that you get overwhelmed. So I actually think, because of the size of the project and like how iconic this role is, I didn't put any pressure on myself whatsoever, which I think really freed me up during the process. So I'm really grateful for that, because otherwise I'd have been an uptight mess.
So did you have the whole, did you have the sleepless night the night before the audition, or you was kind of zen about it? You'd put it in a box and thought, if I get it, great. If I don't, I don't. Because that's a really hard thing to do. Like you say, especially like a cult classic, such a huge film. So many of our childhoods growing up watching this film, like over and over and over again, and could just repeat lines from it. I guess you have. It's, that's a really special thing to have, especially as an actress, because there's so many roles that you could probably want and get disappointed that it don't come through, because the nature of the industry is you could go for so many roles and obviously you don't get all of them. So if it's a film that you love, that's hard.
For sure, for sure. And you just have to, it is hard though, because the further you get along in the process, the more invested you get emotionally. And you go, oh, well, the panel laughed at this point where I said a joke, so is that a really good sign? And you can start overthinking and overanalyzing and going, oh my God, maybe I might get it. But actually, because I was okay, I stayed quite calm until after the audition process. And then I fell to pieces because I was like, I am dying to find out if I've got it or not.
And is Regina the character you would have picked? Like I was saying to Charlie, if I had the magic wand and I was like, you can pick your role for this show, are you like, I want Regina? Or is there someone else you think that you could give a go?
I think everyone saw Georgie as Regina. I think you're the only one who didn't see you as Regina. Like, you're the loveliest, most genuine person in the world, but we were like, it's obviously Regina. And you were like, really?
I think I'm Karen or Damien. But no, that's so sweet. But yeah, I did actually say, I was like, I'd love to audition for both Regina and Karen. And Mean Girls just came back and sort of laughed and were like, no, you're going to audition for Regina. And I was like, okay.
And there's even, I wouldn't say added pressure, because there's pressure on all auditions and all roles, but Regina's so iconic, and that brings something completely different, especially, as Charlie was saying, that's so far removed from who you are as Georgina. But is that kind of nice to get your teeth into a role where you can be the complete opposite?
Oh my God, totally. It's a complete gift of a role, because not only is she sort of mean and vicious, but she also gets a lot of opportunities to be funny and quite goofy and sweet. And, you know, I mean, only at the very, very end. She's mainly a bitch the whole time. But, yeah, it's so fun. And obviously the added pressure with this show as well was for Charlie and I, you know, the chance to work with Tina Fey, Jeff Richmond,
yeah,
Neil Benjamin, and like, and Casey, our director. So it's like, there was, you know, there was a lot at stake, but we're both very, very happy to be doing it.
And at what point, Charlie, I'll throw this over to you, babes, as a company now, is there something like electric when you start doing like your first auditions and you're watching in the wings and it all comes together? Have you all got each other's back now? Is it? And it's so overused in the industry, but are you like a little family?
Yeah, like 100%. I had quite a big loss about a week before.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I thank you, but I've never known anything like it in a company. It's, I think this company is so rare, and everyone is just banded together like a family, and everyone just has held each other. And I'm grateful everyone's held me. And I just think that this show is about, at its core, self-love, acceptance, finding your people and truly being yourself, and you'll attract the people that you want in your life, you know? And I don't know, I just think it's a really special company, and it's an ensemble driven show as well. So it's a very special company of people.
Would you agree with that, Georgina? Do you kind of have that little we're family, like the Mitchells on EastEnders?
Yeah, I would, yeah. We're family. I would 100%. And I think that, you know, she's really at the helm of it. And I think that it comes from her and it trickles down and there's just good vibes in the building.
And how does it feel to be at the Savoy Theatre? Because it's such a stunning little theatre. I've seen so many shows and I really love it. It's a really nice size. It's iconic. It's the Savoy. And this might sound like a stupid question, but does being at the Savoy Theatre bring a pressure that it might not, if it was a different theatre? Or as an actress, do you not really take that on board?
I think that, I don't know, I just think it's, Mean Girls is such a, like, a fun night out, I think, anyway. Like, if you're going to go watch a movie, if you're going to have a sleepover and watch the movie, you're going to just have a great, like, night with your friends. And I think that being at the Savoy adds a certain level of prestige and luxury. And, like, you see everyone in the audience, they've all dressed up, they've got the kit on, they're wearing their pink, they've got the Prosecco in hand. Like, I don't know, I just think it elevates the night, makes it, like, a proper night out, you know?
Georgina, how do you feel about being at the Savoy? Did you think it brings a little pressure because it's such an iconic, I mean, Savoy. Globally, everyone knows the Savoy.
Yeah, I think it's an instantly recognisable name as well because of the hotel that people might not recognise if you say the Gillian Lynn or the Dominion or something.
Yeah.
I don't know, there's something special about every theatre, like in town, and I've done tours as well. I love theatres in general, so I haven't felt the added pressure. But what Charlie says is definitely true, that it definitely feels like an event when people come to the Savoy to watch a show. So it feels nice that we have an audience that are super engaging and, you know, up for like a special night.
I'll throw this to you first, Charlie. I'm going to ask, and I'm sure so many people have asked you this both in person, on social media, but do you have a favourite moment of the show? And if so, what is your, every night when you're out there, you're like, this is my best bit?
Well, my best bit, or like the bit I love the most.
The bit you love the most.
Oh, so I don't, like, Katie doesn't really stop in the show. And the first moment she properly stops is about 10 minutes to the end of the show. And it's when Janice is singing I'd Rather Be Me. And A, it's a banger. B, I get to stop and relax and take in what's happening on stage.
You can get your breath back.
Yeah, and see, I just love like actually seeing the whole ensemble and everyone just vibing and just having the best time. And like the song wraps up what the whole show is about, which is just about accepting yourself and inclusivity. And like, I just love it. I just think it's an iconic song. And Ellie Skye, who plays Janice, sings so beautifully. Oh, it's ridiculous. And that's my favourite part.
Georgina, what would you say? What's your favourite part?
You know what? I actually love the end of Act One is now Revenge Party, and it was sort of 20 or 30 minutes worth on Broadway, and we've now condensed it to this sort of 11 or 12 minute number.
Oh, wow. So that's a lot to get into that 11 minutes, to trim off like 60% of it.
Yeah. exactly. You're covering a lot of the story. But the way that they've done it, it feels like a real ensemble moment. You've got everyone working like backstage, like the lighting is changing, we're constantly changing set, the video wall is changing. Like I have about 11 costume changes in that one number.
Blimey.
So it's like it's like a dance routine with your dresses.
It's crazy. Every time I blink and you see Georgina in a new costume.
Ta-da!
Girls, thank you so much for joining me this evening. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on Access All Areas on Food Bar Radio. And I'm going to definitely get myself a ticket and come and see you, girls, because I'm such a fan of the show. I've got to come and see it.
Come and see it.
Wednesdays we wear pink.
100%. Amen. Yeah. Thank you, girls. Best of luck for the show tonight. Bye, darling.
Bye, babe.
Lovely, girls. We've definitely got to go and see it.
Definitely. And we have to wear pink.
Absolutely. We'll go on a Wednesday. We'll go after Access, won't we? Right, guys, we're going to take a little break and then we're going to be back with Ben Willoughby from Below Deck getting all the tea of the seven seas. I will see you in two.
Access All Areas continues next. Foo Bar Radio.
Politics Uncensored.
I felt like it was a little bit, they wanted to go viral. They wanted the clip to end up on socials and be able to go viral, and there was nothing substantive on it. So to be honest, it kind of pissed me off because I thought it was a throwaway comment made for social media as opposed to actually giving voters information they need when they enter the voting booth.
Totally agree. And I also found the whole, I think he said something about Keir Starmer's strings being pulled by senior members of the Labour Party. I found that slightly conspiratorial.
Access All Areas with Bobby Norris.
Girls got to choose which guy to bring, or was it?
Yeah.
And they went away from all of the other islanders, and that's where Joey and Grace were hooking up mad. And I've seen the headlines the next day. Apparently, producers had to really cut out loads of their saucy antics.
You reckon the train was going in the tunnel?
Oh, yeah.
There was no train strike that night.
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
What's kind of that one golden thing that you like to share with people who are trying to start a business?
That's a really easy one, because I have a mantra which, you know, I say to young people all the time, and they really get it when I say it. And it goes like, don't undermine who you are by comparing yourself with someone else. It's because we are all different. Why each of us is special.
What the Hell with Gabby Allen.
Three words to describe yourself.
Weird, funny, and quirky. I'm a strange guy.
Oh, I love that. That's good. Not many men would say that. Normally they're like, yeah, strong.
No, you know what? That's what people think I'm going to be. Like, they see, like, the gym and the muscles and the tattoos, and they think I'm going to be, like, this, like, serious, like, fuckboy, like, lad. You know what I mean? And then they meet me, and I'm like a Jim Carrey. I'm like a muscly Jim Carrey.
Access All Areas with Bobby Norris.
What's going on in the DMs? Are you getting naughty pictures from fans? Girls, are you getting the odd little pic? I bet they're popping the DMs.
Yeah, the DMs are doing all right. Got a lot of cousins, big family, so they're all touching base.
Yeah.
There's a few girls in there as well. I've had some fruity videos come through.
Oh, so, tell us a little bit more.
We're going there.
Access All Areas, mate.
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
Have you had any failures with your money?
Spent money on a designer handbag and literally that designer got cancelled maybe like a week or two after, so it's in my house and I've never worn it out.
That's really sad, but that could be like a unique masterpiece, right? That is one of a kind. They don't make it anymore, so you can.
No, they still make it, but I just don't. Maybe the time of cancellation is probably past now, but at that time, I remember what I just bought it. I said to my sister, I was like, can I wear this out? She's like, Ola, how are you? No.
Grab your backstage passes and prepare to access all areas.
Absolutely, and I am accessing all areas. We are joined by a Zoom by the lovely Ben from Below Deck. Ben, how are you, mate?
Hey, guys, what's going on? Thanks for having me on.
You're so welcome. Thanks for joining us on Access All Areas. It's an absolute pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Anytime, Bobby and Alan. I appreciate it.
Whereabouts are you in the world? You're in Canada, is that right?
Mate, I am. I'm in the French land. I'm in Quebec, so I'm trying to learn my French, but it's not that great.
Oh, give us...
I know. Bonjour and je m'appelle. And it ends
beautiful.
There.
That's beautiful, yeah. Bobby.
I'm bilingo.
Bilingo?
Bilingo. What a game. So are you gearing up for another season of Below Deck?
Honestly, to tell the truth, I'm not.
Why?
I'm done with all that now. I don't think they want me back, to be honest.
Why not?
I don't know. I think it's more of a, you know, it's kind of like a shag and run relationship. They love you, then they hate you.
Well, you're good at that.
So, Ben, you are notorious for putting it about a little bit, mate. You're a good-looking lad. You've got the gift of the gab.
Thanks, Ed, mate. I appreciate that.
You've got an eye for the ladies. I'm gutted.
maybe another lifetime.
In another lifetime, Ben, exactly. If you fancy a little trip around Essex, I will come to Canada and teach you some French. but all jokes aside, I want to ask him, obviously, I'm going to take it back a little bit, obviously, to your time with Camille. So you was exclusive in season 10.
Yes.
And then things went awry a little bit. And you was quoted in saying that she wasn't faithful. Because you've never really spoken any more on that. Can you tell me, Benny, because I like to access all areas, hence the name of the show. What really went down? Did she cheat on you?
Oh, mate, you know, I think it's probably one of the worst stories that's probably gone down that hasn't gone out, that's gone under the radar.
Well, this
she
is
did,
the time.
Long story short.
She did.
So basically what happened, I went home to Australia for a couple of weeks. Then I'd planned to meet up with her and we're going to continue our relationship. I got back to the States and she was shagging somebody else from the previous seasons.
Who was it? Who was she shagging? You can tell, Bobby.
It's a tall, muscular fireman on one of the seasons earlier, Mr. Bobby.
Bobby.
Not this Bobby, another Bobby.
How dare you, Bobby?
Mate. I know, that's why I'm looking at you.
No, I haven't dabbled in them parts for many a year. I'm very much on the Bobby bus and I like the lads. So how did you find out that she was shagging Bobby, as you put it?
Oh, mate, I just called her out, to be honest. One night we were together and I just said, look, what's going on? You're a little bit off. So I said, there's somebody else here. And she just went bright red like a tomato, mate. So then I just said, bingo, got you there.
Oh, did she admit it then?
And she did, yeah.
So I wondered then, why were you still so caught up with her in season 12? Because we saw bits of you went on social media and you said that you still had some sort of flame for her. And then you FaceTimed her and tried to meet up with her after the season while you had a boatmance with Sonny. Poor Sonny!
I know. I tell you what, I think the heart is just... it just wanders sometimes, you know, when it's in a familiar place. So I think we had so many memories in that on that boat. Mm. And I'm not proud of that, but I guess that's what us guys do sometimes.
What did Sonny think when you finished the season and she watched the show back and she saw that clip of you trying to meet up with Camille?
Yeah, I think there was a lot of apologies afterwards, and I'd realized what I'd done with my mistakes there. But I think, you know, sometimes you learn things. I was very much in like a fuckboy kind of mentality. I'd had enough, and I think sometimes you need to go through these things. Everyone has these phases, right?
Mm-hmm. So yeah,
mine happened to be Ed.
Yeah,
you wanted to sow your wild oats. Yeah,
exactly. And it appears you're still with Sonny. Am I right?
I am, actually. She's just out at the moment, actually. So she would be on here otherwise. I'd call her in, but she's out doing some groceries. But we are, so that's hence why I'm in Montreal.
Because she's recording, she's going to be part of the new season, isn't she, of Below Deck? She's taking part.
She's not. I think there's somebody that looks very familiar to her, but similar to her, but she's not.
Is that because you're not doing it? Did she decide? Because it must be a long distance things like that. And obviously, because you know what goes down on these boats,
couples don't really make TV, do they? I think that's the way. That's how I look at it. I think singles make TV, right?
Yeah, but so do you think that would have gone against her in terms of producers? The fact she had you at home. So if she had a fella, would they not really want her to be a cast member because she wouldn't be probably shagging about on the boat?
Probably so, but I think it depends on how open people are to things, you know. Like, I think if you take the current season of Med at 9, I think one of the girls breaks up with their boyfriend. Yeah. So I think it's very much what you're into.
Yeah, I feel like whenever somebody in a relationship goes on Below Deck, they end up cheating on their partner. Like, it's awful, but...
It seems to happen a lot on reality TV. How did you, Ben, in terms of the filming process, because obviously... In the UK, I was on a reality show here for over a decade, so I completely get how it all works and stuff. and you film for all them hours and then it gets clipped down to an episode. Obviously, a lot of stuff has to get cut and things get edited to make it a TV show. So I completely get the process of it all. How did you find the process of filming the show? Did you feel you were shown in a true light? Was you happy with the edit?
You know what? I think you'd probably be able to relate to this, mate. But also my second season, there's a lot of screaming at the edit when you get sent through. You're sort of yelling at the TV going, this doesn't right, that's not right. But you can't really do much about it, you know. At the moment, you enjoyed your time, and I think I really enjoyed what was going on. And you know what it's like. You kind of play up a little bit to the camera. So you give them a lot of ammunition, and then that's just fuel to their fire. So, I mean, you make your bed and you sleep in it. So it's my own doing.
And you literally did sleep in that bed, and very rarely alone.
Those sheets weren't changed for the whole 6 weeks.
No. Oh, I bet they got up and was crawling around.
They brought themselves to the washing machine.
It was feral there, Ellen. I tell you what, it's not hygienic to say the least.
But do you feel you was made to look a villain on the show?
Yeah, the second season for sure. I think so. I mean, excuse me. You know, when you put so much into it, you kind of, I mean, they just give you so much. You give them so much ammunition, as I said. So I very much thought I was, but I guess somebody has to beat, and it just means more airtime, to be honest. So.
And you didn't really get along with Captain Kerry that much this time around, did you?
Season. Funnily enough, being two Aussies, you know, I thought we would get on, but yeah. I'd seen his kind of stuff before on Adventure, and I just went, oh, you know, he's not my cup of tea, as we would say back home. But I'd more so get on with Captain Jason. I think we'd get on quite well, and there'd be quite a bromance there. So yeah. It's just unfortunate. And I think it's just a mismatch of a pairing.
Right. So if Captain Jason was the captain, right, and you were asked to go back on Below Deck, but maybe a different spin-off like Yacht
Hands
or
down.
Something. Yeah, you would?
Done. Sign me up, yeah.
Okay. Up, I'd love to see you back on.
Yeah, no, it'd be good. So anyways, it's kind of you kind of get a little bit sort of banned from the industry a little bit, so I think that'd be fantastic for me.
Ben, who would you say, because obviously living and working and filming, because ultimately filming a show, it is work, as mad as it seems to the viewer, that is work. So you're working with people.
We do work.
You're living with people and you're working and whilst working.
Yeah, on a boat.
A boat. How does everyone come? So in terms of when you sit down, because obviously you don't know what's going to go out, I'm presuming. I never knew until it aired on TV that night. I never knew what was in the episode. Mm-hmm. People would go, well, what's going to happen tonight? I was like, we generally don't. We find out when everyone finds out. So when you're sat there and you're watching episodes, who would you say is the most disingenuous? Is there like any game player that in real life is one person but puts on a character or can be quite manipulative? Who's like the fakest person on the show?
You know what? I think out of the two seasons I did there, Bobby, I'd probably say it'd be a battle between Barbie and Alyssa on season 10. But Alyssa, I think she's just going to take the gold medal. She's very manipulative, but she knows how to play the game. So she's quite smart. You know, I'm surprised she's not on more TV shows.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. And why would you say that? Is it something that she done to you on the show?
She just very, you know, I think it's what she did to a lot of the cast members on there, because you could see her change when she got her way and people got let go. So she was like, job done, I'm out of here now. So she just kind of backed off the gas and became quite lazy. So, I mean, she got what she wanted in the end, but I mean, yeah, that's why they hired.
Is it a stupid question to ask if there's a WhatsApp group each season? Like, are you still
yes,
all in a group? Is there? Ooh. And has anyone left? Who's still part of the group? Are you all still there?
I know Fraser left both groups.
Oh, really?
Why did Fraser leave?
I think he just doesn't like he's sick of it, you know? I think he's kind of like, oh, I'm over this now, on to the next. But Fraser left. I know Barbie left straight away. Before, you know, as she left that night, when she never finished the season, she deleted the group straight away.
Wow.
And, you know, I think probably Camille and Alyssa are season 10. But, yeah, the WhatsApp groups are great. Producers hate it.
So tell me, what does a typical day look like filming on the boat? Because when I watch Below Deck, I feel like you look so busy with docking and just doing all the deckhand stuff. And then you have to also do like your pieces to camera. And I presume from filming a show, you have to kind of redo bits and, you know, they want close-ups and bits like that. Is it like that or...
Yeah, there's a lot of things. Like, it's a good question, actually, Ellen, because when you're filming, there's I suppose there's probably like 8 cameras or so going around, and Bobby, you could probably relate to this, but they've got like shoulder cameras that they hold around because they've got to get into quite these like tight spaces. Mm-hmm. So if they don't get a place, if they don't get a clip or whatever, they'll ask you to redo it again. You're like, fuck, what did I say? I can't remember exactly what I said.
Wow.
And it won't come out as genuine sometimes. Yeah. And then it's kind of a little bit more acting there. But yeah, you wake up in the morning, can't say a thing till you get your mic put on you, which is quite nice sometimes because you don't want to talk to
people. I'd like that.
So then you stick that on, and then what you see is probably much what you get throughout the day. It's just go, go, go. And then, so you have 3 days of charter, and then you'll have a day off where you go and do your green screen.
Ah, so you don't do the green screen as and when it happens. You do it kind of after the fact when you don't.
No, I know a lot of shows use that format, but Below Decks very much, it's like three days after it. Sometimes you do 2 charters. So you go 6 days without a green screen. And you're like, what the fuck happened back then?
Oh, wow.
So, Ben, you've said that this won't be the last we see of you on camera. What have you got in the pipeline? Is there any TV show in the works coming up?
There's something in the works coming up. I can't quite disclose what's going on at the moment because I actually myself have no idea what's going on with it. But there is something that has been reached out, and I think there's another extension of the Below Deck universe potentially coming up. And I'm also just looking at even getting behind the camera myself and maybe going to film school. So but that's always been a passion of mine. Now I've been in front of the camera, and now I can, you never know, you might see me producing Below Deck. Wouldn't that be
that twist? Would be that interesting. Full circle, mate. So did you have any interest then in like working your way up the ranks? Because I know that you said that you went into Below Deck and you wanted to be a bosun, but you were a deckhand. Then you finally got a chance to be a bosun. And usually it's you want to go on and be a captain. Was that ever in your like vision for the future?
It was, Ellen, you know, it very much was within the last, I'll probably say 2 years, but I don't know if you'd be able to relate to this, Bobby, or not. It's quite hard, especially in the industry. It's hard to get work in the industry once you've been on TV for it. Mm. So they kind of block you out. So it's more so maybe a career redirection at the moment. So, to answer your question, Ellen, I did at one stage, but just can't get back into it for fuck's sake.
No way. Oh my God. I didn't think, so it's basically frowned upon when you go on television.
Very much so. I mean, if you talk to anyone else in the industry who's not a part of the franchise or whatever, they won't like it whatsoever. But the first thing they'll ask you is, how was it? Was it fun? You know, they're interested, but they're not at the same time. So
they want to distance themselves.
Double negative there. Yeah.
What would you say from both seasons? I'm so sorry, I've literally got to wrap this show up in a couple of minutes. But one time from each season, what's the biggest kind of scandal or the biggest thing that's never made it to screen, either with you guys as staff or with like passengers? What's gone down? What haven't we seen? Spill some tea, Ben.
Oh, I'd probably say I know that some of the cast members were seeing some of the cameramen in the first season. Ooh. So I won't say who, but there was maybe one or two that were seeing the production side of that. So that's definitely the fourth wall.
Oh, interesting.
Mm. Love it.
Tell us, give us, what color hair?
Brown, black.
Brown or black.
Okay. And did you find, because she was, let's say, servicing a member of production, did she get a very friendly edit?
No.
Actually. Oh, she must have not been very good.
So there you go. I mean, sometimes, yeah.
She weren't doing something right.
The stories write themselves, guys.
Ben, so in terms of, and I always ask you my final question, I always ask about DMs, and when I have my celeb guests on the show, I know what goes down in the DMs. When you've been on a TV show, people slide in, you get a lot of dick pics. I'm not even straight men get the dick pics, but you get approached and you get some weird things. What's the weirdest thing you've been sent in your DMs?
Mate, it's probably not the weirdest thing, but when I was up between seasons, I was getting this one couple kept sending me their, they would do these like swinger parties.
Oh.
Getting full-on videos, like as you could imagine. It was the whole shebang, and they wanted to fly me out to wherever they were. They're like, hey, mate, we want to fly you out. We're going to have all expenses paid if you want to join us. We'd love to have you around, so...
But it didn't float your boat, no pun intended.
No, I wasn't single at the time. So
Ben, thank you so much for joining us. An absolute pleasure to chat with you, mate.
Dylan. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Send our love to Sunny.
We will.
Take care. Bye, mate. Lovely show, El.
Such a good show. Wasn't he a lovely guy?
Really nice guy.
Yeah, so charming. I can see now why the girls are falling all over.
Yeah, lovely, shiny. Yeah, he's got charisma. He's got big dick energy. He's bringing it on.
And very honest.
I love that.
I love that. I thought he was going to squirm a little and actually, you know, too honest. It's kind of like...
He put his balls on the table and he owned it.
He owned it.
I love it when a guest puts their balls on the table, as you well know.
Literally.
Yeah. Yeah, fab show. Thank you, guys, as always, for tuning in. Me and Air will be back next Wednesday, 6 p.m. here on Foobar Radio Live. And if you're not already, please go and give us a follow on Instagram. It's at Access All Areas Show. And we'll see you next week, guys. Take care, have a good week, and stay safe because it's a bit crazy out there at the minute. But ta-da.
Bye.